Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And for all the Chamber's upcoming events, including business after hours right around the corner here, go to DurangoBusiness.org. And to get your GED, go to DurangoAdultEd.org. Elizabeth, how are you?
Good. Thank you, Jack.
Well, thanks for coming in.
I love the opportunity.
So how long have you been with Adult Ed?
I only started in August, so I'm pretty new.
Oh, wow. You're still in honeymoon phase.
Let's hope.
You can use that as the excuse with the board of directors. Works for me.
Right. Oh, I didn't mean to make that mistake.
So how did you get involved in the Durango Adult Ed?
Well, I was looking to make a career change, uh-huh. and I saw their advertisement for an executive director and thought I'd throw my hat in the ring.
Right.
I have a background in project management.
Okay.
And they offered me the job.
Wow. So what is the biggest aha moment that you have experienced since being at the Durango Adult Ed?
Oh, the biggest? There's been so many. It's such an amazing place. I think one of the biggest ones was just realizing how impactful a place it is for the people who come to us for their GED and English as a Second Language classes.
Right.
We help people learn English. We help them get their GED. We give counseling. So if they want to move on to a technical field, welding, and you know, anything like that, we can help place them, help them find scholarships.
So this is almost like if not only just for the GED, but I mean, if you're looking for new careers or anything like that.
Yeah, we do offer career counseling to our students and support too. So if you just struggle, if financially it's difficult to get into town or get to the classes,
right.
If you work full time, you need to take classes at night, we are really accommodating.
Oh, okay. So along that line, when you mentioned, you know, the students, I would assume you have students that are 18 years old, maybe a little younger, you know, dropped out of high school, trying to figure out things, on up to, what's your oldest?
Well, we've had 70-year-olds graduate before. Yeah. So
that is so cool.
Yeah, it's really neat. Really, anybody can come, and we'll help sort of take an evaluation, see where you are, what you need to learn, and develop a plan for you. But most of our students are anywhere from 16 up through, I'd say up through their 20s and sometimes early 30s is the bulk of it. But we will certainly take anybody.
So what is one of the big reasons that you hear people say, you know what, it's time for me to get my GED?
Well, a lot of them are people who, for whatever reason, weren't successful in the typical school setting.
Mm-hmm.
It was either too big and impersonal, or they had learning disabilities and they didn't get enough direct
the
support.
One-on-one.
Yeah, the one-on-one support, getting the curriculum really adjusted so that it worked for them. And we do help with that.
Wow.
We will work with you.
Now, how much is it? Because, you know, a lot of people may be thinking that, you know, it's similar to college, you know, tuition, things of that nature. But
not,
as I understand, it's not even close to that.
Not even close. So to register for your GED, it is $40. But
that
we,
much. Wow.
And if that's a burden, or if that's a hurdle, we can scholarship you. We do have, this town is so generous.
So there's no excuse.
If you want to make progress, we really can help you.
Interesting. Now, go to Durango Adult Ed.org and check everything out there, everything, get registered. When do the classes start?
So our winter session actually starts on January 22nd, Tuesday.
Oh, right around the corner.
Yep. So, but you don't, you know, you can come in almost any time. Sometimes we do have to cut off registration if it's too close to the end of a session and you wouldn't make enough progress.
Sure.
We'll refer you to the next session. In this case, this year, La Plata Electric Association did give us a generous grant, and
we will
be offering summer school.
Oh, very cool.
So really just come in anytime, and we'll talk with you and figure out what your needs are, get you registered, get you tested, and get you on a path to help you get where you want to go.
And are there night classes, day classes, combination, weekends? I mean, because I would assume a lot of folks that are trying to get their GED might be, you know, full 1, 2, 3 jobs. And
absolutely. Yeah. We do have both full-time and part-time options.
Okay.
So we do offer classes 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, from 9 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can come in. We also offer hot lunch.
Oh, wow.
So that's available for you.
Okay.
That's donated by the Manna Soup Kitchen.
Nice.
And then we also have night classes. So if you work during the day, you're not able to make the day classes. Mm-hmm. We do offer a nighttime option as well, 4 nights a week.
And as I understand, you also have daycare?
We do. If you're an evening student, we have very minimal cost daycare.
So it should be night care.
You know, I guess it should be night care, exactly. Yeah. Evening care. Yeah. So don't let having children be a barrier
right.
to coming on in. And that's often really valuable for our English as a second language students.
Oh, absolutely.
Who work during the day and then.
Wow. So you guys offer a lot. Now, you're also located where?
We are at the Commons Building, which is 701 Camino del Rio.
Right by Albertsons.
Right by Albertsons, right across from the Transit Center.
Very, very convenient. Now with that also, with the Commons Building, you also are co-owner of the building. Do I understand that correctly?
Right. So the Durango Adult Education Center and Conservation Legacy are co-owners of the Commons Building.
Mm-hmm.
And just to let everyone know, we do have space for lease. We are a nonprofit hub where we try to pool expenses to reduce overall expenses for everyone. So, yes, we do have space available. So nonprofit or for-profit, if you're looking for space, we have a little over 8,000 square feet available for lease right now.
Wow. And, you know, and it's and I did tour the building. And so what I really like is the fact that you also, a lot of the office space is kind of an open shell, so to speak. So there are some remodel capabilities.
Right. So if you wanted the space reconfigured or changed somewhat, we would be happy to work with you on that. The building is created, so it's been built, so it's very easy to do that, to change wall, move walls and do things to make it accommodating.
So if anybody's interested, what's the best way to reach out and to get a tour?
Well, really the best way, Christina Rinderly is our leasing agent.
Oh, okay,
so
go through her.
So you could certainly contact Durango Land and Homes.
Uh-huh.
You also can either call the Durango Adult Education Center or the Conservation Legacy directly, and staff will help you.
Someone will direct you in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Or just park on the north side of the building between you and I think it's Durango Inn.
Yep.
There's the plan, and it's interesting.
It's,
you know,
Applebee's.
It's icy right now, but you know, one thing I will point out: there's plenty of parking, and because PCC moved to the high school, that's one of the nice things. You do have a lot of available parking.
We have a lot of parking, and it's very centrally located to downtown.
Right. Easy walking distance to pretty much everything.
Just pretty much everything. It's really a sweet location.
So going back to the adult education, you guys also have other locations. Where else do you have classes provided?
Yeah, so we have a center in Cortez where we offer our GED and English as a Second Language classes. We have the same services there as far as career counseling, post-secondary counseling, and we also offer evening night child care there as
okay.
well. So that's a newer, we've only been there a couple of years, but we're seeing good enrollment numbers and good success. We just had two students graduate in December from Cortez, so that was wonderful.
Very good.
We also teach at the La Plata County Jail. That's just our GED. That's not the English as a Second Language. It's just the GED. And we've had tremendous success there as well. A lot of the inmates take part and have found it really helpful when they get out as far as being able to make progress.
Well, I would assume, one, that while you're incarcerated in jail, you've probably got a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I can pick up the radio show or not, but I would just, you know, if you know somebody, encourage them if they don't have their high school diploma or, you know, thinking of getting their GED, do something that's going to be beneficial to yourself, because eventually you're going to get out. And having that GED will hopefully open up doors.
Right. It really gives you opportunities you may not have had before. And what the jail staff find is if you have gotten your GED there, then the chances of you coming back are very low. We almost never have any of our graduates come back into the corrections. So it's been wonderful.
They're making the right step.
We hope so. And we're there to support them. And after they graduate, if they're incarcerated and they graduate with us, after they graduate, they can come over and to our center and receive career counseling services there. So we'll support them. Once they're our graduate, we'll support them forever.
They're in the system, so to speak, to help further their progress and career opportunities.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned welding. So this is something that I've always said. I wish I would have taken all those classes that I never took in high school or gone on. So like welding, carpentry, things that I wish I had the skills now, and now I have some time. I'm like, oh, maybe I should try and, you know, do that. Walk me through that stage. Did you do the classes there? Where do you do them? Do you
We don't do the classes on site, but that would be more of an investment really beyond what we're capable of right now as a nonprofit. But we do work, we partner with Pueblo Community College, sometimes with San Juan College in Farmington. We work with the high school here who has a very strong career training
trades
path.
I think they're part of the Skills USA.
Skills USA, exactly. Yeah. Thank you. And so we do try to partner with all these other organizations in town, in the region, to be able to refer our students to them, to help them. If it's a transportation problem, if it's financial, can we get them scholarships? Okay. So we try to work with these sister organizations to make sure that the student can proceed on the path that they really want. Helps them succeed.
So do you literally, with the Durango adult education programs are life-changing?
I think that, you know, that's what we hear from our graduates.
Right.
Really. People who never thought that they would, you know, they may be the first in their family to graduate from high school. They may be the first in their family to go to college or really we take people who and a lot of times don't have a lot of options or don't know what options are available and try to help them think through that process.
So the career counseling alone, I mean, if you're listening and you're even contemplating doing this, the first step is, well, you can go to, you know, durangoadulted.org, check it out, set up an appointment with one of the career counselors. Take that first step through the door. If you're doing a career and you're just like, you know, I really don't want to be doing XYZ the rest of my life, and I don't want to be a chamber director the rest of my life, I want to do something different. Get my foot in the door to your adult education center and just sit down and talk with someone.
Absolutely. We're available almost any time. We're happy to be accommodating to your schedule. Really, one of the things that I think makes us so successful is the environment we've created.
Yeah.
It's really important if somebody has been uncomfortable in a traditional school setting, that they feel they can come to us, and it's really something that is tailored to them, that's welcoming to them. It's really important that everyone feel welcome, and we try very hard to create that.
Now, what if I want to sharpen my math skills?
Oh, we have the best math teachers in town.
Yeah. No, seriously, because, you know, I talked about this before I went on the air, and I literally would flunk any math test right now. I mean, I could, you know, multiply, divide, do the simple things, but get into fractions, converting things. I literally go to Google every time.
We do have, along with having very superb, top-rate math teachers who understand, you know, fear of math, who understand people who need to learn basics, we also have a really strong tutoring pool. And so we have trained tutors who will work with you. And, you know, whether it's science or social studies or reading and writing, but particularly in math, because that can be a bugaboo for people.
Sure.
And we'll get you through.
Okay.
If you put the time in, we will get you graduated.
And then what about learning, like, Spanish as a second language? Yeah,
so,
do you have that?
Yeah, we do. We have community education classes that we offer just to the general community. The one that we most frequently offer is beginning Spanish. So if you want to improve your skills, you want to, you know, getting ready for spring break.
Right, exactly.
And you need to be able to communicate, then we are offering a beginning Spanish class this February. So you can go onto our website and register for that, find out the dates and all the information you need.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So what am I forgetting? I'm looking at your notes here. We got about, you know,
a minute.
30 seconds,
well,
actually.
One thing I would just like to offer is that we have a big fundraiser coming up for Snowdown Spellebration.
And when is that?
That is Wednesday, January 30th at 5:30 at the Henry Strader Theater. And we have, as of today, 3 more teams slots for teams. So sign up now or you'll lose your spot.
Sign up, and it's a Spellebration for Snowdown, January 30th at 5:30 at the Henry Strader.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, Elizabeth, thank you so much for what you do for our community.
Thank you. I really appreciate the community's support and everything we're able to do.
So check it out. What's the website?
www.
Sorry, I had to accelerate that.
durangoadulted.org.
Durangoadulted.org. Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you so much, Jack. I really appreciate it.
And if you're looking for renting a room for a conference or something, you can also rent a room at the Commons Building. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.